Mm-hmm. It feels good to be back. What's going down? H-Town, Houston. It's your boy Fresh along with none other than Derek Collinsworth from the Soapboxing Podcast. We got a huge weekend in boxing coming up. Canelo, Triple G. So we decided to come on, do a little prediction show. We're going to have some guests joining us from the Houston boxing scene. But yeah, man, what's going down, D? It's been a minute.
Work, man. Working. Busy.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Life, boxing, work. But it feels good to be back. I'm excited. So what you think, man? We got this huge fight coming up this weekend. It's been something that I think the fans have been wanting. We've been following Canelo for a minute already, and you know, he's come full circle to this trilogy fight. Some would say it's a little too late. I think if not for nothing, it'll be fun. So we'll see. We're gonna go ahead and bring in our first guest. We got Joe, man. Joe has been a big supporter of the show from day one. He's been on the show multiple times in different capacities as a manager, as promoter, as just, you know, boxing insight from the business side. And he's always doing great things. Him and his partner, Forrest Washington from Next Fight Up. They're just great people. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Let me see how this thing works. There he is.
There we go.
I want no fighting. What's going on?
I got about 8 kids in my house right now, so it might be a little loud in the background, but I'll keep muted when they start getting a little too rowdy.
No, it's all right, man. Ain't nothing more joyful than having a house full of kids, bro. So how you been, man? It's been a minute.
Haven't invited me on in about a year.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we ain't been on in about a year. We also got Quick Draw. Q, can you see us? Can you hear us? Are you there?
I'm here, man. I see and hear it all.
All right, man. And then we have Coach Jeff Mays. How you doing this evening, sir?
All right.
Well, we appreciate everyone coming on the show tonight. We're here to talk about this fight this weekend and just talk about all things boxing, man. D, why don't you start us off, bro? What do we got to look forward to tomorrow night?
Hold up.
What was he saying?
You couldn't hear that. I had that who was that saying that he's representing Mexico? He ain't even Mexican. Who is that?
Oh, Chingo Bling.
Ruiz said that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, maybe y'all Triple G fans are excited. I could care less. I'm covering it because it's boxing. But hopefully this puts the nail in his fucking coffin. How they do, he can go the fuck back the way he came from.
4 years too late.
It is 4 years too late. Has it been 4 years?
It's amazing to me, the people who think the dude won, what, 2 rounds in his rematch, 3 rounds at the most? This ain't about to be competitive, man. The boy's about to go to sleep, man. Let's go.
Man, I don't know. You got two Mexican-style fighters that are going to be both moving forward. Yeah, Triple G's older. He's in his 40s. But I just don't see him going backwards. And I think that's going to be...
He went backwards in the rematch all night long. He went back with all day long.
But he won the rematch.
Oh, shit.
Let me drink my apple. Okay.
I'm out. Ain't nothing else to talk about. I'm through. Nah. Triple G, bro. Long as he's punching, he's dangerous, huh? He can knock anybody out, shit. But it might be, like Joe said, too little, too late or whatever for him to really have a chance at winning. But hey, Canelo's coming off a loss, bro. A loss is a loss, and he really lost. So you don't know how he's gonna, you know, is he gonna go out there and try to impress too hard and get clipped? Is he gonna be overly cautious and let him in the fight? This shit can go a bunch of ways, man.
Well, I think going into this fight, Canelo is obviously the favorite, but. Coach Mays, you think Canelo has what the power to knock out Triple G?
Triple G, he's got a granite chin. I don't think he's gonna stop him. I think he's just it'll be more of the same old stuff we've seen before. But I don't think he'll stop him.
So you think it's gonna go all 12?
Yep, it's gonna go all 12.
I think it's definitely gonna go all 12. I think it's gonna be entertaining. Q and I were in the gym yesterday. Quentin and I were talking, and you know, Q was saying that. Q, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you were saying as far as Triple G might be backing up the first, you know, or what did you say? You said he was going to be moving backwards in the first couple of rounds.
I said it's two different stories to this fight. Okay, one, Triple G don't have to cut the 160 no more. That 8 pounds is going to help him out a lot. So that's going to help him out as far as what condition goes, speed and power, and he's always been a strong finisher. So if he starts the rounds out not letting Canelo push him backwards, and if he starts off fast with his jab, then Canelo's gonna have a long ass night. Stylistically, Triple G probably has the second best jab in boxing outside of Earl. It's nagging, but he uses his jab more than damn near anybody. So with that being said, a lot of his shots won't be power shots, but he gonna be touching, and then he set up the power shot for later. So if Canelo And then Canelo at 168 is not a volume puncher. He don't throw a lot of punches. He throw a lot of heavy shots to try to break you down. But as we've seen with the Bivol fight, when you fight a bigger man, they can take them big shots on the arms and come right back. So that takes a lot out of you. So Triple G is gonna be a good, if he don't go backwards the first three rounds and don't let Canelo take them first three rounds, and he meets him in the center. If Canelo don't knock him out, he's got a long ass night ahead of him.
Joe, what do you think Canelo's mindset is for this fight? You think he's coming in to knock him out, to prove a point? What?
No, I think he's coming in just to lay it into his body for about 7-8 rounds and see where that takes him. I don't think he knocks Triple G out with anything to the chin or head or anything like that, but beating on a 40-year-old guy, he fought. Going after his head, he can't fight going backwards like he did against Lemieux and a little bit of Canelo the first fight. I mean, he's just going to be there and take him to the body all night, and maybe he wears out. Maybe just kind of ekes it out as 12. But I don't see Triple G finding the fountain of youth and looking like he did back in, what, 16, 17.
And another important point, since they fought, Canelo has fought the way better opposition since they fought. He's fought way more, and he's fought better opposition. Triple G's fighting these dudes who don't even hit hard. They'll be knocked out. They got decent records, but they don't have no punch power. They're no real threat. Canelo has legitimately fought the best in the division since he's fought Triple G. So his level of opposition has been better, which makes him better. Triple G has still been fighting down. He hasn't fought nobody to test him, to push him to them extremes and to them limits. He hasn't been in a 50-50 fight since he's fought Canelo.
And he didn't look great in that last fight, but I don't know, maybe that was because the guy couldn't hit that hard and he wasn't worried about getting knocked out or hurt. So he took a lot in that first 5 rounds or so before he knocked out that Murata. But it wasn't a great warm up to fight Canelo, who's going to hit 5 times harder and a lot more during the rounds.
D, how much did Canelo and Triple G change their strategy going into the second fight after the first one? And how much do you think they're going to change their game plan for each other going into the third one?
Canelo changed his game plan from the first fight, and Triple G just couldn't do shit about it but back up, man. He ain't gonna change it. Triple G don't have options, bro. He comes and he bangs, bro. That's what he does. I'm picking because
we all know he got the great chin and shit. We all know he's tough as shit. What you call him might have to save him because despite how great you think he was or wasn't or whatever, he was a top flight fighter and could punch hard and all that shit. But like Joe said, man, he looked, he's looked like shit to me, bro. He's getting hit by dudes that ain't nothing. So what's gonna happen when this boy beats his fucking body like a drum, man? What you call him might have to stop the fight, man. He's always got the puncher's chance, but he's 40 years old, bro. And it's a difference between, let's say if Triple G was an action fighter, right? That's why we all like watching him fight. He's coming, boom. It don't matter who he is, who you are. Up until that Canelo rematch when he had to come back because his shit wasn't working. And it may be because he was slipping in the rematch, who knows? But I can't see the 40-year-old dude. I mean, what Joe just said, where you gonna find the fountain of youth now all of a sudden? Unless he clips Canelo getting arrogant or cocky, you know what I'm saying? Like being stupid, he ain't gonna be able to fucking pull a beef all off, man. So he's gonna have to clip him and stay there and punt. This is a bad fucking fight for that dude. In fact, this is a cash out, man. He about to get the big lottery ticket and go home, bro. Though I don't think he's gonna profit. I think he's gonna be trying the whole time. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he's not gonna be trying to win the fight. But damn, man, I didn't like what he looked like the last couple fights, man, at all. Okay. I ain't like what he looked like since Canelo 2 and what he done fought like twice. How many times he fought since then? Two times?
Twice. Yeah, probably. Like three times. No, he fought three times.
Meanwhile, Canelo's unifying divisions. The kids unifying divisions, fighting light heavyweights and shit, bro. This shit's about to be a bad mismatch. I'm sorry for y'all, but that's what's gonna fucking happen, man.
Okay, so we all know styles make fights, right? Coach Mays, do you think this is reminiscent to like Gotti Ward, where these two fighters bring the best out of each other?
He couldn't do it in the rematch. Nope. How the fuck he gonna do it?
Nope. Nowhere near. Hey, that's an insult to Gotti and Ward.
Yeah, they the fucking fans, bro. Fans of the motherfucker, man. This motherfucker backed up and wouldn't throw a punch against Canelo in a rematch, but now he's going to be a Turo Gotti or Mickey Ward.
It's a payday for him.
Yeah.
How much
are they? At the end of the day, they're doing what they can do, and they're going to make, I think Triple G's making like 20.
Wow.
Woo. Yep,
that is a payday.
Hey, Joe.
What Canelo say? Payday.
Joe, do he on paper, business wise? How the fuck you get this dude $20 million when he got shellacked in a rematch and fought two bums and looked like shit? How he gets $20 million, bro?
Oh no, they're giving it to him because they screwed him up for the last 3 years, because this should have happened 3 years ago. This is DAZN paying off what they owe, and he's gonna get out of that last fight that he gave him. Yeah, because he owes him one more fight after this, but he's gonna get out of it.
Oh shit, my bad, Jeff. Yeah, he's a question. I'm tripping.
20, he gets a walk.
$20 million, God.
Woo! Well, it's $90 per on DAZN, isn't it?
It's good to be the G.
So he gets to take $85. He gets to take $20 million off this fight. He doesn't have to fight that last fight on his own. He's going to be able to keep whatever other two championship belts, because I think they're only fighting for the WBC, right?
Oh, they
no, all of them on the line. No, all of them on the line. All of them on the line.
All of them?
All of them. I thought he kept the IBF and the WBA that he's got, but wow, that being said, whatever else he's holding, he gets to fight one more fight after this, make another couple million bucks, and call it a day.
Chris, what you ask Jeff, man? I cut him off, bro. What you ask him?
Oh, I ain't already answered.
Oh, okay, my bad.
The tragedy is what DAZN's done, because I didn't even know this fight was going on until about a week and a half ago, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure I'm on the algorithm where most of my stuff on social media is boxing related, and I haven't even seen a single poster.
I seen a news report that said UFC's next fight is a real rivalry grudge match with them two, the UFC. I said, what the fuck is going on, man? They not promoting this shit at all, bro. At all.
I'm not just gonna overlook Triple G like that. I'm sorry, I'm just not, because this Canelo at 168 don't throw a lot of punches. Triple G is still a volume puncher, and if he used that jab the way he does, Canelo do a lot of leaning. Like that jab gonna save him from a lot of trouble. So I still got Canelo winning, but I'm not writing Triple G off at all.
I'm looking for Triple G to have his Rocky moment, man. Rocky 5 and Rocky 6 coming out of retirement.
That would be fucking tremendous, bro.
I guess if they fight in the parking lot of T-Mobile Arena, like Rocky
5. my ring's outside.
Hey, I gotta ask a good question. Who, win or lose, legacy? If Canelo loses, how does it affect his career? And if Triple G loses, how does it affect his career? My thing, I want to ask y'all, but my thing was Triple G is what he is to me. Like, his legacy is secure, right? That's what he is. All Canelo could do is fuck himself off by losing to 40-year-old G, bro. That's all he can do. What y'all think?
Then he's got two losses in a row at that point. He lost to a 40-year-old that he was able to beat 4 or 5 years ago. And
that's a problem.
Where does he go from there?
That's a big problem. What you think, Jake?
Myself, I don't think it's a problem. Because of Canelo's fan base. If Canelo loses this fight, it would all depend on, let's say he loses it on a decision. He's still going to have his fan base. He's still going to sell out arenas. He's still going to pack every stadium that he boxes in.
I agree.
I shit, I was about to piss him off. Where do you go? Come back. I liken Canelo supporters to Trump supporters. No matter what, they're gonna be there supporting their ass.
I was gonna say the same thing. Yep, no matter what, they're gonna be there.
Yeah, hey, D. I was agreeing with. Hold on.
I gotta be quick.
Hey,
quick with that
fucking
cheap, man.
Hey, Q. When you're not talking, mute yourself.
Okay, I got you. I'm
gonna
mess up now.
You hear them fucking wheels, man.
All right. Hey, D, I was agreeing with Coach Mays about his fan base. I liken them to Trump supporters. No matter what, they're gonna be there supporting, filling out the arena, supporting their guy.
That's fair. That's very fair.
but to answer your question, D, I agree too with Coach Mays. I don't think neither one of their legacies are going to be hurt. I think it is. If Triple G does lose, I think it's going to be his farewell fight, and he's going to ride off into the sunset, retire, take his money.
You don't think it affects his legacy? But legacy, fucking right.
No, fucking not, right, man. His. I think Triple G's.
No, Canelo. I thought
No. Triple G. I think Triple G.
No.
If Triple he loses, G. Yeah, he's gonna ride off into the sunset. Yeah, Canelo, Canelo, because, and it's different for Canelo because Canelo, his stakes are a lot higher.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
His ultimate goal far surpasses Triple G's. You know, Canelo wants to be the greatest Mexican fighter to ever put on a pair of gloves. So, you know, taking back-to-back losses, you know, that's gonna, you know, that's gonna say something.
Yeah, he did that already. Don't try to paint my ass. He did that already. But look,
the only thing you can worry about is a knockout. This fight is in Vegas, so I mean, this is the same.
I think the same set of judges
that had a split decision against Mayweather also had him.
He's gonna.
I got one thing to say about. I got one thing to say about this legacy part. Mm-hmm. Who was the greatest Mexican boxer ever?
Julio Cesar Chavez.
How many fights did he lose?
How many fights did he lose? Shit, I don't know. After he reached around 100, six. I stopped counting. Yeah.
Around 80, six. But they said he was the greatest Mexican boxer ever. And he still lost about six fights.
Yeah, but that's so, when he was like, that's when he was 75 or something. Those don't count.
Mexican. that's what I'm saying when it comes to this legacy part. Those losses didn't affect his legacy. He's still considered to be the best Mexican boxer ever.
Wouldn't you say, because kind of like Triple G, wouldn't you say that Chavez solidified everything by the time he started losing? Like, it, those bunch of losses, I mean, he lost to Randall and Oscar, but after that, those losses, he wasn't even supposed to win some of them fights.
I mean, Triple G, if he loses, that does affect his legacy, but I don't think Canelo losing is going to affect his legacy.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Nope. Wow. No. Not if it's a decision loss. If he get knocked out, that may affect it. But
I still think
if he loses the decision, it's different.
He'll still sell tickets. He'll still be a star and all that. I agree with that. But nah, man, to me, where he's gone.
Yep.
You lose to this 40-year-old dude. How old is Canelo? He's still young, right?
Like 30.
He's still young. He's probably what, in his 30s?
30?
Yep.
You can't lose to this slow motion motherfucker that you smashed. You can't lose to this dude, bro, because that shit matters. Nah, bro, I think it's going to affect him. If he gets outboxed, like I think, like he lost to Bivol, but everybody, whether you hate Canelo or love Canelo, everybody know he was overachieving, trying to do this crazy shit, fighting these big old boys and shit. That shit was bound to happen. You can rewind our podcast back for 3 years since we started, and I told everybody, y'all gonna get y'all wish, man. He's gonna lose because he's gonna fight fucking six foot 200 light heavyweights. This dude is a 5'7", 154-pound fighter. It's a reason we got weight classes. We all know that shit. He was going to bite off more than he could chew. In fact, he lost to a dude by just getting outboxed. He didn't even really get beat up. He just got outboxed, bro. Bigger than him, man. That shit's going to happen. You lose to this guy, it'd be different. We all agree Triple G won the first one, right? We all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But then he comes back, does what
made adjustments,
dominates the fight. You cannot lose to this dude. You can't lose without it affecting him, because we can't make that Bivol, all these big excuses. We can't make all that shit for G, bro. We can't.
Oh, there will be a lot of excuses made if he loses. A ton of excuses made if he loses.
Oh, wait. I hope Quentin's still on here, because he bought into the whole Roy Jones losing weight shit. That'll be the big thing with Canelo. Oh, he went up to 75. And he lost.
Yeah, nigga, I feel you. Roy Jones got knocked out. Yes, he did. But, bro, when you lose that type of muscle, man, it does something to your body, man. Yeah. Like, it does a lot to you. It does a lot of damage to you, man. I'm not excusing him getting his ass whooped. But that Roy Jones we seen that fought Antonio Tarver, that same Roy Jones that fought Andy Ruiz, that was two different people.
When Mackie Shellstone's got you out of those nice Mexican supplements to get you up to 175.
Are we gonna
or 200, whatever it was when he fought Ruiz?
He don't never mention the vitamins. He don't never mention the vitamins Roy Jones was on either. He don't mention that shit. But listen,
I never heard that goddamn story.
Are we gonna, what he say?
He never heard of that story.
Oh, he got pinched against Richard Hall, but it was still at 75, right? Not the heavyweight. He got busted on steroids. Not no weight cutting shit. Steroid, anabolic steroids. But the other dude was on him too.
Man, the man ate a bad steak, okay? He ate a bad steak.
Touché.
He was in Mexico. He was in Mexico eating steak. Hey, but talking about that strategy, how much did that strategy fucking hurt him and his legacy taking on these big fights? Wouldn't it serve them better staying at 168?
Who?
Canelo standing at 168, fighting the Charlos.
He beat them all. He beat everybody. What else he had to do? Charlo wouldn't fight. He wasn't fighting, right? Man. Who did he fight? This dude been fighting motherfuckers since 2010. He fought them all. Who you want to fight? Let's fight. This the thing, though. And I'm glad, hey, Jeff, ain't this true, though, what y'all was just saying? Roy Jones got knocked out by cab drivers, trash men, police, everything. But nobody don't knock his legacy. We all know how great he was, right? To this day, we all know how great that motherfucker was. I think if Canelo obliterates Triple G tomorrow, it ain't gonna affect him at all. I think he's, man, you remember when Triple G fought two fucking middleweights his whole career, bro? And he was an undisputed middleweight champion, and people was saying, ooh, Triple G versus Marvin Hagler. Ooh, are you out your fucking mind? This dude never even fought fucking middleweights, man. He fought blown up fucking welterweights, bro. He ain't gonna get affected.
Hey, nigga, Triple G was never undisputed. Don't you ever fucking say that. Triple G was never undisputed. Don't you ever say no crazy shit like that. He was unified, but that motherfucker ain't never been undisputed.
Ooh.
I say he ain't never been undisputed. The last undisputed middleweight we had was Jermaine Taylor because he beat Bernard Hopkins. Triple G was never undisputed. No, never Triple undisputed.
You're saying Triple G was never undisputed.
He wasn't?
No, hell no. The last undisputed middleweight champion we had was Jermaine Taylor, and that's because he beat Bernard Hopkins. Other than that, we haven't had an undisputed middleweight champion since Jermaine Taylor.
No shit. I didn't know that. I thought he had all the straps.
Let's go to the comments real quick. We have Robert Espinoza, friend of the show, friend of the team, speaking facts right now. Triple G is the real Mexican fighter.
Mm.
Robert, we have to agree with you, my man.
Fuck them Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, that's
Robert. Robert is now Polish.
Andreas wants to know, what are y'all thoughts on the undercard fights? Who's on the undercard? Let me see. Let me pull it up.
Rosado's going to be fight of the night because you know he comes in slugs. Who is he fighting, Rosado?
I'm looking it up right now. I probably should have had
it. It's a Kazakhstani guy.
He's always an entertaining fight, right?
Well, like, the undercard is really a bunch of guys the manager's got that they're getting fights for. I mean, Ammo's on it, fighting a good step-up fight, super fly.
Hey,
Ammo's on that fight? I'm on that card?
Yeah. I seen a clip of the white boy he's fighting. That dude can fight a little bit. Is he any good? I seen a clip. 18 I don't know.
It's a pretty decent step-up for him.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I said Ammo's fitting to fight some. I thought the last guy Ammo fought was a real dude, too, and he blew him out the water.
When was the last time Ammo fought?
I think March.
Not long ago, He won a title, right? Junior title.
He's got
right?
That WBA International.
Yeah. So he's back into another real fight. So I'm interested in that one.
The super flyweight is going to be, I think, is going to be the co-main. That'll be a pretty decent fight. But everybody else on there is just like a split team management type of fighter that they're getting a win for type of thing.
Canelo and G's taking all the money.
Yeah.
They had to put who they can put on that motherfucker, man.
And we got the key from the key from San Antonio. Bam Rodriguez is on that undercard.
Oh, yeah. That's your guy, huh, Jeff? You like him, huh?
Hey, man. That dude is the truth.
You put me on him. Yeah, I like what I seen with him, man.
Bam is the truth.
Him? But it ain't really. Is that Frank Sanchez, dude? I don't. Y'all high on that dude, that heavyweight from Cuba? Ain't he on this one?
I'm not sure.
I thought I read that. I don't think he fought since he fought the Jogby. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I seen it wrong.
I thought I seen Sanchez.
Ain't he with Eddie Reynoso?
Captain, turn up.
Everybody looking.
Nah, yeah, Jesse Rodriguez and versus Israel Gonzalez is the co-main event with Rosario versus that Kazakhstan kid, Williams.
Bam is a co-main.
Yeah, it's a title fight, co-main.
Yeah, he co-main. Yeah, he won a title his last fight. Yeah, he won a title his last fight. Yeah.
Shit. Nice.
That's that motherfucker can fight, dude.
He can fight, and he's not your typical Mexican fighter that just comes forward and throws punches. He's gonna throw. He's gonna angle.
Yeah,
he's gonna
throw, he's gonna that motherfucker.
Yeah, you put me on him. I watched his last fight. He looked like a Mexican Lomachenko for a second there, man.
I'm telling you, dude.
Frank Sanchez is gonna be on the Wilder undercard. Wilder's fighting.
Yeah, he's fighting the big Swede that he was sparring with to get ready for what you call it. The dude who knocked out the Polak them two times in the rematch.
Is anybody on this podcast going to, or telecast, whatever we want to call it, actually going to pay $85 to watch this thing or not?
Nah, I'm going to my buddy's house.
Nah, my buddy. Ain't shit.
I'll bring some beer.
I'll try to find, if my buddy wasn't buying it, I'd find a link. I ain't paying fucking Triple G. Fucking barn has
to
get his ass.
Y'all
crazy.
I'm
going to watch it for us, I guess.
That's a good option there. Nah, I think he's going to fight his ass off, bro. I think he done jumped the shark, bro. That's all. It's liable to be one-sided, but he can always land that. We all know he can land that one, bro, and do the damn thing. But what's the probability of that is what I'm looking at, you know?
How long? What's the over under on Canelo's ring walk? 5 minutes? 6 minutes?
I don't know, guys. What happens before 11:30 at night?
Is he gonna have mariachi? He's gonna have a pop star come out?
Oh, he's gonna rub it in big time with this one. Yeah, he's gonna do it big, man. But so y'all all say it's going 12.
Yep, I say it's going 12.
Yeah,
I think it's going 12 too.
You got 12, Joe?
Probably. I mean,
I got 12.
It depends how hard Canelo wants to go, to be honest with you. If he's really banging on Triple G's body, this is the one time maybe he gets stopped because he took so many punches in that last fight. But he'll be more on his game. He'll be stepping back a little bit more. So it's not going to be coming out.
Here's my final prediction.
Canelo and 9. Go ahead.
It's a draw.
A draw. He said a draw.
If it's a real draw, Manny, if it's a real draw, that affects Canelo to me. If it's a real draw, that affects him.
I think Triple G.
This guy, bro, you can't.
I think Triple G actually wins the fight, but because it's in Vegas, they're gonna call it a draw.
I think we're gonna see the first big televised instant replay.
What you think they gonna have? How many buyers you think they gonna have? Right? Nobody watching it. What y'all think this is gonna sell?
Oh, it's gonna sell. Oh, it's gonna sell. Yeah, it's gonna sell to the fans. Like you're an insider, bro. You're an insider. There's plenty of people that are still Triple G fans and want to see this fight.
I ain't talked to a manager, a coach, or a boxer. Who's picking Triple G? Nobody. I ain't talking to nobody. Right. Said, man,
But you're talking to insiders. I'm talking about fans. Like, bro, when you out there in the streets, the streets want to see this fight. They don't know no better. They want to see this fight.
Who?
You know what? I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to go out to the streets with the mic and just start interviewing people.
What fight you want to see?
I just told you mainstream media said the next UFC rival, they don't even know. Man, nobody
wanna
see this shit. Man, you crazy, man. Nobody looking for this shit, man.
Yo, what are the numbers gonna be?
The numbers?
300,000.
Okay.
300,000.
Yeah,
it's gonna be bigger than any other fight that's happened in the last 5 years, Q.
That's fucking trash.
Wait, what'd you say, Joe?
300,000, I think, is one of the bigger shows in the last 5 years.
I'm gonna say 200,000. Ain't nobody gonna look at this shit, man. You crazy, man. Ain't nobody clamoring to see this shit.
I think the insider was that the zone's even planning on it being less than planned Canelo. And I think that did like 180.
Canelo is helping them by fighting this dude, bro.
All right, so what is
– Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Helping – he's helping fans at it. Even out Triple G because he owes him that money. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't put any money towards marketing. I mean, there is nothing going on with this. There wasn't – they didn't even do like a 24/7 biography or documentary type
That's
thing.
True.
This is a fucking – I'm telling you, bro, this is what Joe said at the beginning of the podcast. This is the fucking even because they promised Triple G a third fight with Canelo if he signs. He signed, and yep. Canelo said, "I whooped the shit out of him." If Canelo didn't lose to Bivol, this fight wouldn't be happening, bro.
Yep, I agree.
At all, nobody. There ain't no fucking way. We would be watching Canelo get ready for that fucking Russian right now.
Which Russian?
The real light heavyweight champion.
Bivol.
No.
B2B.
That'll be it. That's who he'd be fighting right now if he won. Nah, man, there ain't nobody claiming.
All right, so what does Canelo do after this fight? Who's he going? Who's next?
He got to go back to B-ball.
I don't think B-ball is going to be.
He doesn't want many bit in.
What about that Mexican that
I think he should stay his little ass at 6-8. That's what he should do. And just keep defending your titles. Don't fuck with them big boys. You seen
who is
seen,
who is Biddy Ball fighting?
Biddy Ball fighting Gambia, right?
Nah, that Mexican. The one that El Tigre fought.
Oh, Biddy Ball.
Zuro.
Yeah.
Man, nobody don't want to fight that fucking better be there. Y'all see what he did, Big Joe? Man, Joe looked drunk from the first time he got hit, bro. He couldn't stand up or nothing, man. Yeah. Who the fuck wants to fight him? And then there ain't no money. He ain't gone. Dude, Jeff, how many people you know outside of boxing knows who better be there is?
Not a whole lot of them.
No,
not a whole lot of them.
No.
When are they gonna play nice with Al and get something with the Twins?
That's what I've been at.
Give
Big Twin a shot at the 6-8. And I guess Jamal against Canelo.
Oh yeah, that's what I want to see.
That's the fight I want to see.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, give Jamal his money, man. Why not? He's still undefeated, right?
Do it at NRG.
Dude, that'd be tremendous. To be in Texas.
But no. Joe, let's be honest. Let's be honest with that bullshit. He don't have his support ain't strong in Houston. That motherfucker, them boys couldn't Ooh. Sell out the arena.
When they put on a show. Yeah, Charlo shit fell off. Don't nobody want to see Charlo fight. Yeah, they don't want to see Bob fight.
Because of Canelo in the other corner.
We probably wouldn't even get to the event with the way a Charlo fight runs with people fighting in the crowd.
Right. Well, that was to my point. Like, it would be nice. It would be nice for the Twins. Like what he said to fight in the NRG, it would be a great story to be a hometown boy to get your dream shot against Canelo and sell out that arena. But the fact of the matter is, them boys don't have the support here in Houston the way they should. They totally misplayed that. It was just I don't know how they went off the rails, but they just don't have the support that they should have here at home.
Because they don't have the show. Since they've had Al Haymon money, there's no need to promote anything because the money was there. So they don't have to put anything out. Nobody ever knew you were fighting.
Do you think that can be repairable? And is it something that should even as a fighter in your hometown, like
they just gotta build it, that's all.
But do you think it matters to them? Do you think they even care about it?
To a point. I mean, that's a God-making fight. I mean, they got their titles. They got everything else. That's just, we want to fight because of legacy at that point.
I don't understand the question.
The question is, dumb boys don't have the support they should have in Houston. Uh-huh. From their perspective, how important is it like, bro, how do you get booed in your hometown? How do you not, like, how does it affect their psyche that their city don't stand behind them the way it should? Like, Dallas stands up for Errol Spence, but Houston don't stand up for the Charlos the way Dallas stands up for Spence. So how does that affect their psyche, and is it even important to them? And should it be important?
I don't know, bro. I'm kind of like Joe. Al pays them boys so good, man, that they probably don't care, man. I don't know. They got supporters here, but I understand what you're saying, like a star.
Yeah.
No, they got their little pocket.
Like yeah. Rocky in Philadelphia.
Nah, they got their little pocket. Even though they don't pack them in, bro, you'll see their fans, oh, you crazy. They packing. You'll see all the empty seats, but they still, you know, they got their little pocket of fans, bro, but they well paid from what they do. Man. They probably don't care. I don't know. They probably don't care. But you put Canelo on the other side of the ring, it don't fucking matter. It could be a stiff over there. It could be anybody, and they go, remember when Canelo fought what's old boy crucified over here? And at the weigh-in at Minute Maid, you couldn't get in that motherfucker, man. At the height, yeah, Kirkland. It don't really matter if Jamal gets his shot at Canelo, man. But he got to step up. Andre, I guess he's gonna stay. He don't went to 6 days or what? If he don't fight somebody soon, that shit, he just ain't fighting nobody, bro. I don't get it. You say you bad, you want the legacy fights and shit, but you won't take the fights to get there. You hoping the grand champ runs out of people to beat up, so he just gotta pick you now. Let's go and get you now. We need another warm body, bro. But to answer the question earlier, man, I don't think Canelo needs to fuck with that light heavyweight no more, bro. You did your thing, you went up there, you took the shot at old buddy, and 6 days is your
sweet spot.
Yeah. Like you could beat 75s, but depending on who the 75 is, you 6 days.
No, at that point, all you're gonna get is he was 175, but he's a small guy. He's a blown up
6 days is huge for you, bro. 6 days is a big fucking dude compared to Canelo.
We sit here and we talk about Canelo and we talk about 168, 175, bro. That motherfucker is 5'7".
Yeah, little bitty dude, bro.
Five foot seven.
He don't build his body to his, you know, solid little thick dude, but he's a little bitty dude, bro. That shit is amazing to me. Yo, do it look like you see where it look like November for Earl and Bud, huh?
Is that true? I saw that.
Yeah, they just, I don't think they made the initial, you know.
Yeah, it's November 19th.
November 19th. Yeah.
Is that?
Ooh, El Tigre is inside. That's that day.
Yeah.
Is that good intel, Q?
No, that's good intel for sure. November 19th in Vegas.
Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. November 19th has been confirmed. We got inside sources, Spence, Crawford, in Vegas. Jeff, and looky who decided to join the show.
Jeff's a big Earl. Oh. Well, yeah, girl.
Miss Jippy Morales, what's the dang deal?
Oh, dang. How you know?
Triple G Canelo, what happens?
Oh. I'm a big Canelo fan, but I feel like Triple G gonna get this one.
Oh, fucking man,
Joe,
man,
that's your fighter right there,
brain, man. There man.
Why? What did y'all say?
He's the only one thinking he got a shot.
Well, I say it's a draw. I think it's gonna be a draw.
I don't know. That's you just gotta think about the mentality of things. When you take so many losses, at some point something changes. Unless you're just comfortable there.
Them niggas ain't took a lot of losses, though. Neither one of them.
But I'm talking about against Canelo.
He only really lost the second fight. The first fight, he dominated. But they gave him a draw. So
it's still a mentality thing, too. Like, I feel like he could come in and he could dominate. Because mentally, he don't want to go there again.
Not at this level. I don't think so at this level. These motherfuckers finna fight. And they genuinely don't like each other.
Well, Canelo don't like anybody. That motherfucker.
Canelo been tripping ever since he learned English, though.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Ever since he learned English, he don't like nobody.
Yeah, that motherfucker. He stay mad.
I can't believe these Triple G fans, man. This is unbelievable.
I'm a Canelo fan, but
this is unbelievable.
I'll be rooting for the underdog.
He's got a shot, though. I mean, it ain't he can land the big one, but I think he's gonna get stopped. Everybody else thinks he goes the distance. I see he gets stopped. Late. Around 8-9.
I feel like he's a warrior.
Huh?
He's a warrior.
Yeah.
I don't see Triple G.
If it was 10-1 that Triple G gets stopped, I'd probably put $100 on it.
Yeah.
No fake.
He's getting stopped, man.
I don't see that old motherfucker getting stopped, man. I'm sorry.
I'm saying if there was good odds to put down on it, it ain't the worst bet in the world either.
Yeah. Cool $100. Like the wing so much.
What's the odds on the KO? What's the odds on the stoppage?
Let me look it up real quick. I know odds on the lot or odds on the win are like 4-1 right now.
Yeah, it's the book has got it a landslide. It ain't close. The book has ain't got it close. Jonathan Banks gonna have to say that dude, bro, tomorrow night. Watch.
But look, I walked away right at as I heard a topic. I had to take a call as I heard a topic of interest. Spence and Bud.
Yeah, buddy. I just was saying, and you walked off. That's your dude, Earl Spence, man.
Yeah, that's my man, dude.
What's going on?
Winning by stoppage.
So did they actually make the fight official, or they just agreed to fight?
Coach Mays, they just agreed to fight. They got to work out the legalities of it.
Coach Mays, what was your prediction on that fight?
Spence by stoppage.
Ooh. Say what?
And y'all make sure y'all record this and save it, because when it comes back, and you're going to say, damn, he did say Spence by stoppage.
I ain't fucking with Jeff or Earl, man. Every time I go against him with Earl, bro.
Man, I think that's a huge fight. That's a huge, huge fight, man.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'm rooting for Spence, and I got Bud by knockout. How about that?
Woo!
Damn. I might have to put a couple dollars
on that. I got
Bud by stop. He gonna put some peenies on it.
Hey, Q, where are you driving to? Fucking
man. Hey, man,
you going to the fight? My fucker been on the road for 3 hours.
It's still ain't there.
And he ain't put no gas in yet.
That big motherfucker drinks a gallon to go 5 miles, man.
Joe, hey, Q, what?
Joe, who you got, bro?
I'll take Bud.
Quentin.
Don't bet against
him. You gonna answer or you ain't gonna answer?
No, I'm not gonna answer. It's gonna end the knockout, though.
Yeah, who you got?
Am I in a draw?
No, that's
look, I don't think it's gonna end in a knockout. I think it's gonna be an even fight.
That's very possible. Chris, what you got?
Spence has never been knocked out in the ring, but that Ferrari didn't do him any favors to his ability.
The way that ref didn't affect him in his performance is amazing to me, man. That's amazing. I can't believe that, bro. I was scared to death. The first time he got hit in the head, man,
that's
been a wreck. And he ate it like
it
was nothing.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute out there.
I'm not like,
oh,
no.
You're going to hit your restaurant.
I don't know. Just want to be hurt.
You in love over there, bro?
This dude, man. You think we get a rematch, a trilogy out of this, or what? This is two of the best in the game. Locking arms, man. And this is for everything, right?
This is yep. for everything.
He'll start singing in the middle.
Yeah, some fucking country about drinking.
I tell you, man, just picking, man. I think a KO could go either man can get either man too. I think man, this is boxing at its best, these two guys, man. And
I think it's Superman versus Batman.
Yeah, I've learned to not go against Earl, bro. And it's hard not to root for your home. You know, the Texans, what's not to like about Earl? I ain't found nothing not to like about this dude. He don't ball. I seen a picture one time, he had a purse. I don't know what the fuck that was, but other than that, I guess that's these youngsters with their weird style and shit, but I ain't find nothing to not talk about Earl Spence, man. Nothing.
And it's at 47, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that fight. Who has the better resume at 47?
Earl.
Yeah, he's gonna be too strong.
But who's the boogeyman?
By far. By a lot.
How many fights?
Now, I do like Bud. I love the shit out of Bud. But if you look at Bud's fight, Bud gets caught with some punches. He eats a lot of punches. Now imagine him eating a real 47-pounder punches.
If you're walking down a dark alley, who would you rather see? Earl Spence?
I'm not fighting
or Clarence Crawford. Crawford is mean. He is disrespectful. And he will tear your ass up like that. He'll box and he'll do what he gotta do, but the moment he needs to turn it on or you piss him off.
When's the last time Bud ain't knocked nobody out? Who he went the distance with recently? Or ever, really? That boy, man, that fucking Bud is the truth, bro. I'm telling you.
I mean, Bud got that dog in him. He's got that dog in him, but.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. What era of prize fighting couldn't Bud Crawford compete in? Because I think he's a live dog in any era. We're all in boys.
In any era. I could say the same thing about Spence.
Yeah.
Same thing about Spence. The same could be said. I agree with you.
Yeah.
What's the intangibles in this fight? You think it's Earl's size, his power? What you think it is?
I think it's his size.
Yeah.
Because
it's gotta be his size.
Earl, if he stops people, when he stops people, he stops it from beating them up, you know.
He just beats him up.
Well, Bud, you're out of there, bro. he can catch him, bro.
But clips people, but like I gotta say, Spence is just methodical in his work ethic. He's just gonna sit there and he's gonna fight, he's gonna box, but he's gonna beat you up. He's gonna use his size to physically just beat you up. He's got really good defense. You ain't gonna catch him too many times. I know it's boxing. Anybody can get caught with a shot, but you're not gonna get a chance to catch Spence with too many shots.
No.
Bud takes a lot of shots. He got dog in him. He's got a good chin, but to me, he gets hit too often.
Man, it's
a great. And I think Errol's gonna be strong at 47. Strong.
Look,
and Earl has a dietitian. He's losing weight the right way now instead of running around with a sauna suit on for 8-9 weeks. Mm-hmm. He's actually losing the right way.
That's
a
huge fucking thing, bro. That's a huge fucking thing right there. Mm-hmm. That young fighters don't even understand. That crashing yourself to make weight like that, it zaps you so bad for the fight, for the night of the performance.
Yep.
And now that Earl ain't doing, I know he's publicly said that. He said, "Hey man, I quit all that shit. I got me a food person now. I'm making it."
Yep.
I know Regis has said it has changed his whole fucking outlook on everything. Now that he got a dietitian, this special dude and shit, it makes a difference. Hey, bro.
But, well, I see what I would see Spence, but he would blow up right after a fight, and that's got to take a toll. So now, what's he walking around at right now?
I don't know. But the first time I met Bud, we was fighting in Vegas. Not Bud, yep. Earl.
Earl.
We was fighting in Vegas and Quentin.
That's what I saw.
Man, come meet my coach. And he, what's up, dude? We met. And
195 pounds.
Immediately, I said, that's a big fucking boy, man. God damn. You know, I'm thinking in my mind, you know, a 5'9", 5'10 dude, a welterweight, I'm like, this ain't no fucking welterweight. This is a true middleweight fighter right here. You know, he's a thick, solid dude, man. His size is very deceptive, bro.
Either one of these two fighters, Crawford and Errol Spence, man, in a year, I would love to see him in the ring with Canelo at 168.
Canelo about to retire.
I love to see Spence against.
I think that's a Canelo. That's a very real possibility for Earl. I don't know that Bud ends up.
I still just say that's too big for Earl. A true 168 pounder punch is different than 147 pounder punch.
Completely. Sure. But you don't think Earl will grow into a real middleweight and they can find a catch weight or something and they end up fighting?
If they find a catch weight, it couldn't be the 168.
I don't think the money ever gets right for it.
Run out of time, man, they gonna never be.
I mean, man, I don't know.
2 years ago, I thought that was a very real possibility.
The live gate would be as big as it could be. I don't think it sells as many pay per views.
In Dallas?
The live gate's going to be huge. I mean, they'll sell out the Dallas Stadium. Yeah. I mean,
somebody's got to win in Dallas, man. They recently put the stadium for the football team. They got to put somebody in there, man.
Texas judges don't like Texas fighters there, man.
That's funny how that works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen up, man. It has been a pleasure having y'all on the show. We are back. Coach Mays. Jiffy, it's always a pleasure to see you. Joe.
I'm your co-host. What are you talking about?
Well, when was the last time? I haven't even seen you in a minute. Where you been?
Hey.
Where have you been? I've been doing shows.
When's the last time he been on the fucking
show? I've been doing shows.
Yeah,
where have you been? I'm
back. I am back.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Joe, I want to get you on the show, do an episode with you, man, just talking business. I know I gave you a call the other day, man. Joe, so, man. Joe's a stand-up dude, man. I called him the other day. I texted him like, "Hey, you got a second?" And quick response. He's like, "Absolutely." And we chopped it up for a minute. But you know, I'd love to do an episode with you and just talk about what we had talked about. You know, managing fighters, what these fighters' expectations are from a manager's standpoint, and you know, things that can be done on both sides to help the business. But Coach Mays, you got anything that you'd like to promote?
I'm about to say, we gonna be on the show. His gal's on the show too. What's the guy, bro?
She got a fight coming up October 8th. Nothing big, just something that the last fight she had when she fought for that belt. It was a lot of confusion in the camp. You know, she asked me to help train her. The other trainer, he wanted to train her one way. I want to train her this way. So there was no cohesion in there. So, and she started out at 160 and went all the way down, like 165, and went all the way down to like 130. With weight, that's something I don't play about. So,
yeah.
You know, she was drained for the fight. So now she fights at 130. She's walking around at 140, 145. So, you know, this has been a real good camp. This is like a fill out fight that makes sure that she understands my concept of what boxing is and how I want her to box. Nice. Also, I'm coming out with my own brand of tape, Blunt Force Tape.
Blunt Force Tape. Well, send us some and we'll go ahead and try it out, promote it, give our testimony, and spread the news like gospel.
The show is October.
October 8th. And you supposed to be here, don't you, Derek?
Yeah, because we got a guy on that show, man. Rashad Hicks making his comeback on that show against
in San Antonio.
So I'm gonna be down there, bro, because It looks like I'm gonna be in the corner for him, bro. So Hicks is supposed to come down. He come to Houston, you know, come down for the weekend, 3-4 days at a lick, so we can work out in between working his job and Kaleem and stuff. And so Fresh will be down there doing his managing thing, doing this, doing the fights, and I get to see your girl fighting live and in person. You know, I'm a big fan.
She's a dog, dude. She's a dog.
Yeah, man. And then finally, my favorite next fighter outside of mine is Eduardo Garcia. Man, I love this fucking kid, man. And I tell him and I tell Joe, I tell everybody, and he's headlining, huh, Joe?
Yeah, he's the main event.
What's the date on the show?
October 6th. Thursday, October 6th.
October 6th.
Where's it at?
Northside.
Northside.
October 6th.
Does that that probably explains why you got Johnny? Johnny Dang? What's his name?
Johnny Dang. We fight on the 29th, bro, against this young knockout artist out of Mexico, bro. He's 22-2, like 19 KOs, bro. We fighting in Dallas, man. I don't know where, because Joe won't tell me. He's like making it a fucking surprise or something. I don't know. We getting ready, man, and we fighting. So 29th, down here in Houston with Eduardo and a bunch. Who else is on that card, Joe? Right?
We got Eduardo, Bowie. I got the Greek kid, Katsarakis, is going to be on it. Talib's on it.
Hey, Lee.
Avius Griffin, who's a...
Jeff, you back in the gym, my girl. You back in the gym. I see you in there training, jumping right back in that thing.
Christian Foley's on it. Ahmad Lewis, that kid out of 719 Management. He's fighting Dwight's Yakuba or whatever that guy that Dwight's training.
I don't know the kid.
He's at
Who's main eventing out there, Jeff? Who's main eventing out there? Do you know?
Hey, I don't even know.
He said it don't matter.
I don't know. I know we about three fights before the main event. That's what I be trying to track.
I just can't think of who it is.
Explain that purse structuring to me, though. Are you guys involved with that?
With what?
Davey's purse structuring that he's doing with this fight?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Just pay me. Don't fuck around with
me. My kids just had to get active, man. What happened to us and what happened to... It's a purse. It's basically, they're getting purses and like a winner's bonus. They kind of like that UFC shit. The winner gets an extra, right? That's how I'm understanding it. And so if you win, you get an extra kickback or whatever. But they're getting purses, but then they're getting, but we'll run it after. We're going to be out there, man. Because Rashad was supposed to make his comeback in Austin, remember? And his doctor shit. Dropped the ball on the doctor thing, and then we was trying to get ready on another fight, and y'all, and that show got moved, right?
Yeah,
that's what happened, huh? Something like that.
Yeah. And then we had to put on that off. And
he's pressing pause on purpose.
I'm going through a tunnel.
He put it on airplane mode and did a little pause.
We had to do that August show. We were never going to do that August show, but Aronson's opponent pussied out on him in Florida, so we had to give him that fight for that August, and that screwed up our September date.
Okay.
Right. What day are you getting down here, Derek?
Hell, that's a good question.
Let me look at the schedule.
All right, y'all. Before or whatever, I'll get there in time, man. I'm gonna hit you up. You the only motherfucker I know in San Antonio. I don't trust nobody in San Antonio, man.
I'm the only one you need to know in San Antonio.
That's it. Boom. Sold. All right, well, y'all.
We appreciate you guys joining the show.
Viva Canelo. Viva the Grand Champ, man.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, y'all. Peace.